Denny's number one customer dies at 112. 2nd of September, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for On News. Los Angeles, California. Longtime California resident George Johnson died today at the age of 112. He was California's last Revolutionary War veteran and had many doctors baffled for years due to his eccentric diet of mostly sausages and waffles from Denny's, one of America's largest restaurant chains. In remarkably good health for his advanced years, Johnson attributed his manly robustness variously to his accent, vegetable buggery, and having wiggly antennae on his head. Although he was blind, deaf, and malodorous, he had not lost a sense of taste, a sense which sealed his fate to be a long-lived, long liver. Introduced to a waffle and sausage breakfast by his mother, an elk from Anaheim, he soon became addicted to them due to a genetic anomaly called sausage and waffles syndrome. He only strayed from his strict diet once in 1938 when he tried to eat an entire San Francisco trolley car on a bet. Emperor Norton, winner of this bet, invested the money in the first of a restaurant chain called Denny's. Johnson, who at age 88 broke records for deadlifting, decathlon, and eating his weight in sausage and waffles every 3 days, and this made him something of a curiosity to the medical and witchcraft communities. In 1996, scientists at St. Luke of the Pustules Hospital in Los Angeles discovered a connection between the gene which causes waffle and sausage addiction and longevity. Quote, when one or more senses becomes disabled, the other senses become strengthened. We think that his sense of taste was so strong that his tongue was his primary mode of communication to the world. We are currently looking into the power of waffles and sausages as a life-extending therapy, unquote, stated Dr. Ngo, an optometrist with no relation to this story, other than the fact that he's a doctor, and On News doesn't get interviews with people who are actually pertinent to their stories. Johnson, who was featured on several commercials for Denny's, walked to the nearest Denny's for many years. Evidently, Johnson hadn't lost his sense of smell either, and could detect waffles and sausages from several miles away. One incident in 1999 suggested his sense of smell may be keyed to pig molecules rather than just sausages. Quote, I was watching the tube and I heard some noise in the barn. So I went out there with my shotgun and saw Mr. Johnson with his stinky dentures biting into one of my hogs. So I grabbed him by the foot, dragged him out of the pen, and told him never to come back here again, unquote, said Roger Mayfield, an Iowa farmer. Quote, so he left and I put a lock on my barn door, unquote. Johnson is survived by his wife, Anna Nicole Smith, and his 6 children, Denny, Arby, Mac, Wendy, Deli, and Taco. This has been Reverend Zimulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.